Plenty of Fifi, Bev and Nick on the Fox and the Listener app. And get all the big brand vitamins you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Vitamin Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
101.9, this is the Fox. Yesterday, though, rotten day. I was at home with my wife, Lucia, heavily pregnant wife. We're expecting a baby very soon. And our son was at daycare, so it was the day yesterday to try and get some stuff done around the house. My wife loves a list. So I got home, I was handed a list.
Ooh, what's on the list?
Well, it was a very big list, but I spotted one thing that just said, build cabinet. And I thought, she's given it to the wrong bloke.
Old shaky arms.
I'm not a builder. And there was two massive boxes full of flat pack furniture for this one cabinet. It was just one cabinet, two big boxes, and I opened it up, pulled all the stuff out. You know it's bad when these flat pack things, the individual nuts and bolts will be in packets and they'll be lettered. So it'll be A, B, C, D, and they're the four different types of things.
Did you
the
see
letters
like
in
that?
This went to O.
Oh. Yeah, there's a lot of pieces.
Yeah, not oh wow. Oh no. Oh no. This is too many nuts and bolts. This thing was massive. I started at 1:30 yesterday afternoon. Charlie gets picked up from daycare at 4:30. I thought, here he is. My boy is going to come home to a brand new cabinet. But unfortunately, it was not completed until 9:45 last night.
Oh, just buy it off the shelf, man. As made.
Hey, I yelled that a lot yesterday.
Yes.
Just buy it off the shelf next time. So I had no idea what Charlie thought of it, but he did give me a review this morning.
Oh, wow.
What'd you say?
Good girl, Daddy.
He came out and said, what'd you say? Looks good.
Look good.
Look good.
But he wasn't the only one. I did such a good job with this flat pack furniture. Scotty Cam and the block judges rolled through with a very young special guest judge.
It was a complete shock to step through your front door into a room that was just a dirt floor at the beginning of the week.
Honey, I'm home.
Yes.
Me too, I'm home.
Look good.
They're Hollywood. These guys are Hollywood. Yep. And it is absolutely magnificent. It's lush, it's over the top, and I love it. They're doing such a beautiful job.
This inset carpeted floor with that little brass detail.
It's
a detail that I haven't seen for quite a while.
Which is beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, it looks really finessed.
A lot of fuss over a flat pack cabinet, but we got there.
Melbourne. Take the guilty splash.
Two nights. Crown Towers, Melbourne.
Or risk it.
I'll take the safe bet.
For a mystery cash prize.
$5,000.
Oh my God, this is amazing.
Fifi, Feb and Nick's Guilty Pleasures. Register your guilty pleasure online now at fox.com.au. The winning continues 7 a.m. and all day while you work on the Fox.
Well, Bethany Frankel, welcome to Melbourne. We're so thrilled to have you on the show, and also thrilled because you are back on our screens. The Big Shot with Bethany Frankel, exclusively on Hey You. Heyyou.com to check this out. It's so good to see you back on the screens because I've been missing you. And this is a great concept. So this is your show, but about a real life job that you are looking for a vice president for Skinny Girl. And these applicants, and I'm laughing a little bit because I have enjoyed the journey of a few of these applicants. There are applicants who are attempting to be your vice president. And some of them, I don't know whether they know you well, because I've been watching and thinking, I mean, DJ Rose, I'm just putting it out there. You've probably finished filming, but please tell me she is not your vice president.
Nicole stuffed it, didn't she?
We have finished filming, but I cannot tell you who the vice president is. And there were moments when I thought, am I even hiring any of these applicants? And I won't do it unless it's truthful, because I have to work with this person every day. So now it takes a long time to stop down, get organized, and embark on a search for someone in any position. So I decided to produce the show around this concept because it's real. And I don't know. I don't think it's that easy to find good people.
It'd be a good way to get a spin-off for season two, though. Just don't hire anyone and then you can redo for season two. Perfect.
Well, no, I need like four more positions in different areas. And I've already started building around this person I'm getting there.
Did it infuriate you in the edit scene, particularly just that on the photo shoot when you were giving Nicole feedback and then she was doing her pieces to camera going, oh, I didn't know I had to zip her up. Mm. Were you watching that going, are you joking?
It's your popcorn.
Are you kidding me?
Well, I think that in the moment, my gut instinct and what I was thinking was what was actually happening. So it's good to kind of step by step see the decisions I've made come into fruition. So the fact that I was annoyed and wanted her to leave and thought she was disruptive was accurate even more than I even thought. But I'm a sucker for someone who knows how to and is passionate about social media. Let's not forget, if you're passionate about social media, you have to be somewhat of a narcissist. I do it as a necessary evil. I hate it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Who the hell do I want to tell what the hell I'm doing every minute and eating and how pretty I look and here's my ass in a bathing suit. It's a night. It's everything I grew up to not do. Look at me. I look so good. I'm a boss. It's vile, but it's something we have to do.
I know you best. I got to admit it. My wife watches The Real Housewives of everything. And you're obviously on New York. Now, you're not on that show anymore. You did 8 seasons, I think. Is that roughly about right?
Well, I think I was on until the 12th season, but I was only on 8 seasons of them. Yeah.
Yeah. So right. Do you talk to any of the gang anymore? Do you keep in touch or is it just like a snap break? I'm out.
No, I'll text Sonia periodically and I talk to Dorinda too much. And we were laughing today because we were talking about summer China. Like she sent me this one summer China and then I sent her a melamine version. I mean, you couldn't be more boring. And everybody thinks we're talking, sitting home, like talking about like reality television. We talk about like just mundane dating over 50, you know, hormones, summer China, renovations, my daughter, her daughter, Mother's Day, her mother, like the vaccine, just like two, like really just mundane nonsense. We're funny when we're on the phone, but it's not really
funny.
Riveting.
Do you know what I've always wondered, Bethany, feeling like I've watched you up close for so long is how, because you're a powerhouse.
Yeah,
you and watching you grow and flourish over that series and now to who you are today, this, you know, mega businesswoman. When can you switch off? Like, I can't imagine you are a person that can easily disconnect because you've got more to give all the time and obviously keep creating. You're an entrepreneur. Does Bethany have downtime?
It's gotten more difficult. And I used to do things like I would do a juice fast, not because I just to clean your body out a little bit, do yoga, breathe. I don't exercise really a lot. So I've started doing yoga again. I used to walk on the beach every day during the summer, which I'll do again. So I can disconnect in that way. And I do yoga, but it's hard sometimes to just say, let's just lay down and read a book because I don't have a nanny and I'm always with my daughter. We're like quarantine partners, but even before and after the quarantine will happen. And I'm with my fiance and his kid. Like it's in this business. It's not that easy to make everything fit, which is why I never go out. I'm totally antisocial and insular. I'm always in pajamas and I have to pick my spots to just try to just breathe and laugh and, you know, dance. It's not that easy.
No, I bet it's not.
Not because I can't turn it off. It's just there are only a certain number of hours in the day.
Of course. And we're so glad you found time to make this show.
Yeah.
So we could go on this this journey with you, finding your VP, the big shot with Bethany Frankel. Check it out. It's exclusively on Hey You. Head to heyyou.com.
Hey,
and thank you for joining us all the way from New York.
Thank you. I'm so excited. I live for Australia. I love Australia. The two times I was invited to go, I ran there. I was so excited. I just think it's just great. It's just like a different type of place, different type of people, and I just live for it.
Yeah, well, it's a beautiful place, isn't it, Boxy?
We'd love to see you back down here. Absolutely.
Yeah,
we're a lot more chilled. We can
switch off pretty quick.
We switch off a bit too much.
I know. And you love your cocktails beyond belief.
We do. So thank you.
Thanks,
if
you need a VP, mate,
I'm
happy to work for you, mate.
Seems like you're going to really be motivated when you just said we switched off really
quick. Yeah, I could switch
like
off.
You're a great man.
He plays Call of Duty all day. You know, COD, the video game. He gets in about 8 hours about
it.
Yeah. I'm an elite player that's really bad at it.
Oh, well, that sounds like you're a real goal setter.
Thank you.
Thanks, mate.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
101.9 The Fox.
If you have an Instagram account, or maybe they do this on Facebook, I haven't really thought about it, or Twitter, you can get DM'd. That's the direct messages. Now, more often than not, they're your friends or your family members, people you know. But when you're famous, they are lots of strangers.
Yeah.
And Instagram users have revealed the very bizarre and outrageous DMs they've sent to celebrities.
Mm. I sent one to Katy Perry.
You did. You sent her a message really on Christmas Eve saying, love your book.
Yeah.
And you didn't hear back.
How'd you go? Oh, just still sliding.
Seen?
Nah.
Oh.
It's nothing.
Some great ones that were revealed. I love this. This is good. Somebody's already slid into Microsoft billionaire Bill Gates' DMs.
Right.
What'd they give him?
They're just going, hey, Bill, how's it going? Hit me up when you're in Australia next.
No.
But actually thinking there a chance. But see, he'd get that now. Bill will be, there will be women going, oh, Bill's single.
Oh, yeah, 'cause he's single.
Oh, of course.
Oh, he is only
that
worth
gate's
six.
Closed.
But he's only worth $68 billion now. Because he's going to lose half,
remember? Yeah, you're right.
So
he's not nearly as eligible. Harry, somebody wrote to Harry Styles, slid into his DMs and said, I've got a six-hour layover in LA today. I'll be there around 4:30. Let me know if you want to hang out.
Oh,
are they seen? Good-looking person or did they show pictures?
They didn't show pictures, but I don't think they heard from Harry.
No. I had to send one as a dare once. There's a podcast called The Phone Hacks. Mike Goldstein and Nick Capper, two great comedians. They do a podcast each week. They get a guest on.
Love doing podcasts, don't you?
Yeah, we've got a lot on. Nothing on during the day. Yeah. Just work maybe an hour at night. So there's heaps of free time. And you've got to give them your phone, and they're allowed to post stuff using your phone.
Let's
and,
do that.
No.
They sent from my phone a direct message to Tim Minchin.
Oh, yeah.
Who's he?
You know, Tim Minchin, megastar. Comedian, muso, plays. Yeah, long hair.
Yep.
No. They put, hi, Tim, huge fan. Have you tried any new songs lately? From one comedian to another, I've got one for you. Trump, what a chump. Let me know what you think.
Oh, wow.
Sent that to Tim Minchin.
Did you hear back?
Not even seen.
Still not seen. Resend it.
You reckon?
Yeah, like I'll copy and paste it and resend it and see. Hey, Boxy, have you ever slid into anyone's DM?
No,
I'm
not done slide. Have you slid into DM?
I've just done it again. I copy-pasted it.
That's awesome.
I sent it to him 2 years ago. So
didn't
3 years.
You make me slide into Sam Hewins, the actor from Outlander?
I messaged him for you.
Oh, did he get back to you?
No,
just
there
check.
We go.
I don't think he did.
No, he obviously didn't. But
by the way, 13 10 60, please join in. We'd love to hear whose DMs you've slid into.
Did you have any luck?
Yeah. Did you get a response? But just share. What was your angle? How did you try to get their attention?
See, I think worst to best. Worst is seen, but no response.
Yes.
Best, obviously, a response.
Yeah.
The middle, like me. I'm in purgatory.
Yeah.
It hasn't even been seen. It's just who knows.
Tim from Sydenham. Hey, Tim.
Hey, how you going?
Good, Tim. Have you slid into a celebrity's DMs?
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'd say a celebrity, but so this tennis player from Canada, who I'm sort of obsessed with, his name's Denis Shapovalov.
Yeah.
His physio actually follows me on Instagram, so every couple of days I'll speak to his physio about how he's going, especially after a loss or something like that.
Yes.
So when he was in Australia this year, I went to every game that he played, which was 5 matches.
Wow.
Like, obviously saw his physio there and stuff. I'd speak to his physio. I actually put up a post and his physio comment, thank you for supporting him.
What's his name?
His name's Dennis. So D-E-N-I-S and then Shapovalov. It's a weird one. So S-H-A-P, Shapovalov.
Fev's just looking him up.
Yeah. I think that's the actual way. If you want to chat to those people, you've got to go, you know,
to their support staff.
A 700th ranked tennis player. All right, back.
So you spoke to his physio. Did you meet him, Tim? Like,
no, I haven't met him yet. I actually waited. He was meant to go on a practice court at the Oz Open. I waited 2 hours for him.
Why Dennis? Why Dennis?
Is he good, Tim? I've never heard of him.
Oh, he's in the top 15.
Well, let's get around Dennis. Dennis the tennis player. I think he needs some more.
I just
profile
him.
Building.
I just DM'd him.
Dennis the tennis.
Fev's DM'd
wrote to Dennis Shapovalov. I wrote, he's got 444K followers. I wrote, hey, bro, love your work, man. Love from Australia.
Okay, now if Fev hears back from Dennis, Tim, would you like him to pass that on to you?
Oh, no, I wrote for Australia, not from Australia. Oh.
There will be typos. but
stuffed it.
We'll let you know if we hear back from Dennis, Tim.
If you could tell him Tim Knight said hello, that'd be awesome.
Absolutely. Is that Knight with a K?
Your stalker, Timmy.
Yeah. <you're>...
Got the whole gang
going. The boys are up and about.
Your mates loving
lads,
that.
Lads.
Dennis Fan Club.
Thanks, Tim. Natasha in Geelong. Hey, Natasha.
Hi, how you going?
Good. Have you slid into a celeb's DMs?
Yeah, I'm a bit of a serial spider in the DMs. It's an ongoing thing with me and my niece. but when I was the Veronicas, I'm a bit of a chicken collector, and I named two of my chickens the Veronicas, and so I messaged them to show them a picture, and yeah, one of them replied and said she loves it. So.
Oh, that's nice.
God, man. The DMs are going nuts.
Oh, dear.
Yours will be going nuts too, Boxy.
Fev's in his DM inbox.
These are the ones we don't look at.
Kirsty from Lilydale. Thanks for that, Natasha. Kirsty, have you slid into someone's DMs?
Yes, I slid into
Fev's
DM.
Oh, hello.
Hello, baby.
And Kirsty, what happened when you slid into his DMs?
Well, I did it last year for my son's 18th with the COVID year, obviously. We didn't have an 18th for him, so I sent him photos of my son wearing his jumper number, telling him how we've followed him his whole career, and could he just wish him a happy birthday, and got donuts.
Oh, I must have seen it, especially if it had been a footy jumper. I would have been all over that. What's his name?
James Schickling.
James, happy 19th birthday, brother. Keep punching. There you go. Happy 19th. Sorry I didn't reply.
No, but in your...
Hit me up and I'll send him a message.
Yeah.
Just
do it again.
No, like I'll voice it so you can see my head.
And in your defence, Fev, it is like hard nice, like to a cameo see sort of all style. Those messages.
Mate, I'm getting a lot of love here, Boxy. Shout out to Boxy. She makes a show. You're a legend. Tell Nick he's funny. I love the fox. If you were a vegetable, you'd be a cucumber.
Who, you?
Yeah, me. What's that mean?
Throwing him off.
That was Ben.
Oh, you're right. Ben. I'm in here now,
that
too.
Vegetable tarot cards. Hey, we did animal tarot yesterday.
Ma, Nasalina, Phil, Casey, Stuart, Renee, Brad. Look at all our new friends.
Yeah, Prince Green. What about this? MCC.
That's why you check him, Fee.
Listen to this one. They should ring on a Tuesday. MCC Tradie Lady Club.
Oh.
Said, give us a shout out.
Yeah, come on, Tradie-okey.
Yeah, come on, Tradie-okey.
Hey, the friends of our show continue. Eddie McGuire, he's joining the show in 10 minutes' time.
This is the best one, last one. This is from the MCC Tradie Lady Club. Yo, Fev, sliding in, the new guy on your radio show. What's his Insta?
Oh, hello.
At the Nick Cody. Bang.
Bang.
1019, The Fox.
Now, guys, this morning I've just moved, so I've lost my pass to get into the complex. Obviously, you need a little ID pass to scan to get in.
We have great security measures.
Great security to get into this place. It's like Fort Knox. So I rang Fiona, and I thought, because I don't want to bother our producers because they've got to produce the show ready for us. They're busy. I would never put that on them. And Casey sent me a message saying she's got an appointment, our producer, because she's pregnant, so don't text me. So I rang Fiona and I said, Fee, well, how far away are you? Because I'm literally like out the front. She goes, I'm running a bit late. I've just left home. I go, okay, we'll just wait.
I was in my garage.
She was in the garage. So I had a bit of rubbish because we just moved. So I did a bit of a dump and run, a couple of skips down the road.
Oh,
so that took off a bit of time, which was great.
What, skips at a building site? Just chucking some Uber Eats bags in there.
I think they're at the pub.
Oh, at the pub.
Yeah, that's the pubs and supermarkets.
Yeah, they're always empty because they go every day, they get emptied. So it's they all go in the same place. It doesn't matter. Yeah. You can dump and run. It's a good thing. Well, you don't want to chuck it out the window and leave it, like, put it in a bin.
Yeah, we don't want
litter bugs. There's a middle ground.
Litter bugs.
Just wait.
Dump and run. So what I did was, Fee goes, okay, Leon's ringing me. He's getting nervous because Fee and our producer, Leon, always have a chat with each other every morning. They're great friends. And he said he's ringing me. It was like 20 to 6. He's like, oh, my God, about 5:30, was it? Something like that. He goes, well,
this was about 10 minutes after driving.
Yeah, driving. He goes, I've got to answer because he's freaking out. So I was like, all right, let merge the call. And she wouldn't merge the call because I don't know what they're talking about.
He's trying to get me to do a conference call. I'm like,
I wanted to get involved.
I need to hang up to speak
I was bored.
Leon.
So I thought I'll go in and scare the crap out of Boxy. So I've parked my car. I've hidden behind a wall. And what you're going to hear is
just
a bit
the extremes.
Of yeah.
Can I chat to you both at the same time?
Nah.
I'm going to terrify my friend.
Yeah, 100%.
The next logical step.
So what you can hear is Fee, because I did a little bit of a hide. So I did it well because I knew she'd know that I was sort of going to try scare her because she could probably smell my...
You're
And I was hiding behind this big, big concrete pillar. So I waited till she pressed the lift because then once she presses the lift, she realises that I'm not there.
Mm.
This is what happens.
Heavy hip hop.
Pounce. Got a yes. What a start to the morning.
Got me. But I really could smell you.
You could probably see.
You can't do that because of your smell.
Yeah, but I thought you must have thought I was going up the lift.
It's a good scent.
Scent and smell are two different things. I know you. Yeah, you stink.
Melbourne's 101.9, The Fox.
Yes, happy Wednesday. And we're very excited. Is this happening right now, Josiah?
Right now.
Oh, yes, we've been waiting for this. We miss him. Yes. He's Eddie Maguire. He's a good friend of ours. You know him from Who Wants to Be a Millionaire special. Now, this is Sporting Legends battling it out tomorrow night, 7:30 on 9.
And it's, didn't get an invite to that.
It's so Sporting Legends. You can take it up with Eddie because he's here. Eddie, welcome back to the show.
Fifi, Fev, Nick. Now, Fev, I had you penciled in to join me on Footy Classified tonight at 9:30 as well.
Yeah, you don't want to. You want ratings, don't you? You wouldn't put me on.
Mate, we want you on because it's obviously Fight Club's the big story, and I thought who best to get involved to have an expert opinion on what goes on at the nightclub.
Oh, mate, 100%.
Mate,
and poor little Daniel, my old housemate, my old adopted son. If he was under my watch, it wouldn't have happened. Jesus.
It's terrible what's happened there, boys.
Yeah.
But,
good show.
Anyway, gets all that sort of stuff. But we try to get you on. But yes, Fifi, more to your point, tomorrow night we've got Gary Ablett Jr. Now, we don't see Gary often on the television, but he came on and he actually gives a really great...
Goes all right, doesn't he?
The situation with Levi, his beautiful son, who's got that degenerative illness. And, he does very, very well. Taylor Harris, who I unfortunately call Taylor Adams. When I first
oh, no. She'd be good at Fight Club.
So, Taylor is sensational. And, we've got plenty of the others. Andrew Gaze is on there. And Jeeva Mentor from the Collingwood Netball. Billy Slater, as I said, Jess Gallagher. Mac Horton, the Olympic swimmer. So it's a star-studded night, and all the money going to charity, which is fantastic.
That is so good. But I was just thinking there, Eddie, because with Sporting Legends, and you've got a lot of friends that are Sporting Legends, have you had any friends like Fev go, hang on, what about me? Why didn't I get a
I heard a couple of those names. I've got a couple of those covered.
Well, we'd had to get them from other sports, not just the football, of course. But no, everyone was great. And yes, you're right, Fifi. It's funny. When you go do these celebrity type of shows, no one wants to come on because the first thing they go, I'm going to make an idiot of myself, et cetera, et cetera. Then when they all
That's why
you
should have got me.
Well, you start from somewhere and you move up, don't you?
That's 100%.
Obviously, yeah, they do really well. I mean, the sports stars are all intelligent people, and the thing is they're playing for their own charities and things, so it's great fun, and you get a bit of different insight. So basically, it's an interview with the questions going on around it as well. So it's a lot of fun tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 9. It's the original Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, not the hot seat. So, the most successful quiz show probably in the history of television right around the world. So it's good to have it back and, hopefully it does well.
Bang, that was a flex. Hey, Eddie, now...
I was sharing the glory with everyone else.
Mate, you are the legend. Now, mate, we've had the budget, we've had a coronavirus test in Melbourne, but you are dominating the airwaves and the press. Once again, you and your mate Koshy, it's like old grandpa's going at it. Now, mate... What's happening here? You got obviously for people that are listening at home, Collingwood had the black and white strip, which is one of the most famous sporting jumpers in Australia, worldwide. And Port Adelaide, back when they played in the SNFL, boxer used to wear the prison bars with the black and white, but then they got put into the AFL. They weren't allowed to wear it, so they wore the teal. Now, you two have been going at each other. This is Koshy having a go at you yesterday.
Eddie regularly threatens to take people to court to try and intimidate you. He's full of hot air. It's like dealing with Donald Trump. He just makes stuff up. It's ridiculous. But anyhow, we're focused.
What's going on there, Ed?
Well, it's a strange one. I've never threatened anyone to go to court.
No.
I've been caught if I actually went after everyone out crack at me. Anyway, look, Koshy wants something he can't have, and he's trying his best. Good on him for doing that, but there's a contract in place. In fact, there's about three of them. Anyway, it's the AFL's call. Well, it's not even their call because it's Collingwood's jumper.
It is.
It's a heritage round sometime. You know, we said, yeah, knock yourself out in a heritage round, but you can't be wearing it every week, and it's a trademark. Imagine if I started, for example, a hamburger store and I put a big big golden M at the front called Maguire's. How long do you reckon that would last?
That'd go all right, though.
I don't know, I'd give it a go.
I'd give it a crack.
You nail everything else. I reckon you'd be a gun at the hamburgers as well, Ed.
Is there? How long is that?
Do you want the double patties, Nick?
Of course.
How long is that contract for, Ed?
Ever.
So is there any way? So Koshy's obviously barking up the wrong tree. If it's not going to happen, is there any way you'll succumb and say, hey, mate, every time you have a showdown, which is a derby, so it's Adelaide versus Port Adelaide, when they play a home game, when they play a home game, which is probably once every 2 years, they can wear it.
No. What we've always said, though, is we've said yes every time at Collingwood. And remember, now I'm just a commentator. It's not my call. I'm not the president of Collingwood anymore.
Well, you were. And you still are. You're still.
As a commentator, no, I don't have anything to do.
You're still doing a bit behind the scenes.
No, nothing at all, in fact. And but I did sign the contract, so I do know what's in it. And it's a bit like this situation, Pip. You sell me your house 15 years ago, and I give you the money, okay? And then 15 years later, you come back and go, no, that's my house. You know, well, it's not. It's actually mine now. I paid for it, and you got the benefit of the money at the time, and that's what they did. They did a deal. We said, yeah, you can wear your jumper on this occasion. And then they said they want to do it once. Okay, once. Then they came back again. I think they've worn it half a dozen times, including last year. So they came to us last year, said, it's 150th year. I said, yeah, okay, fantastic. Good luck. And can we just get you to sign it again so that we've just got it right in our minds that's it, on a special occasion. So if you've got a special occasion, we've always said yes. But playing a home and away game is not a special occasion.
No, it's not.
And that's that. So that's all it is.
I'm glad you said it was you buying my house, because I could never buy any of your houses. Doesn't matter how long ago it was.
And by the way, I mean, there's a lot of misnomers on this. It's not actually, they call it now the prison bar, which I don't know if that's necessarily, you know, given what's been going on the last 24 hours in football, what we want to promulgate prison bars. But it was actually designed on the pier down at Port Adelaide. So if they made that colour teal instead of white, I'd have no problem whatsoever.
Yeah.
They could have black and teal, I could have white and teal, I can have teal and black, whatever they want to do, any combination. Just don't have black and white stripes, that's all. And you can do whatever you want. I don't think that's too big a stretch.
Well,
to be
I'm
perfect.
Actually new to this conversation, Eddie. I didn't know any of this was going on. And all I can, as an objective outsider who's not involved in this, why don't they just keep what they've got? I don't know what's going on here.
Well, mate. There's always that as well.
Yeah,
like, Koshy's anyway, just sniffing around.
Wet sleeping dogs.
Sniffing around, isn't he, Eddie?
Why is he?
Don't mention his nose. I didn't. I got into trouble.
Yeah, I didn't mention his nose. I just said sniffing.
I'm still thinking about Maguire's burgers. I'm starving.
Eddie, we love
Thanks,
you. We
legend.
Love having you on the show and can't wait for this tomorrow night, 7:30 on Channel 9. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire special? See the sporting legends battle it out and see Eddie himself. We'll be watching, Ed.
Tonight.
So, Fifi, don't forget, tonight at 5 o'clock, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Millionaire Hot Seat is on. 9:30 tonight, Footy Classified. Tomorrow the same, except at 7:30 you've got the Millionaire Hot Seat. So we're looking forward to it. Great to be back. And always a pleasure to be with three of Melbourne's finest.
Oh,
thanks,
Eddie.
Yeah, raise the roof.
101.9 The Fox.
The Prime Minister of Australia, Scott Morrison, welcome back to the show.
Great to be there. Good morning, everyone.
Oh, you know what, Prime Minister, you sound very up and about. I thought today might be a tired day, but how do you celebrate the budget?
Well, it's not. I wouldn't put it that way. I wouldn't put it that away at all. I mean, the thing about this budget, and I know, you know, it's a... I hope you're having a light-hearted morning, but the reality of the rest of the world is we're dealing with some pretty serious and challenging issues with the COVID pandemic, and it hasn't gone anywhere, as I'm sure people understand. I mean, we can put 100,000 people on the G, and that's great, and that's fantastic. And in Australia, we're living like few countries in the world today, but the truth is, around the rest of the world, you know, Europe's going into what's called a double-dip recession. Their economy's going back down again. But here in Australia, we've got more people in work today than before the recession occurred as a result of the pandemic, getting more people into work, and we've just got to keep this going. So the budget's actually a plan. I mean, a budget is a plan, and the plan is about how we keep our recovery going from the pandemic. We're still in the middle of this pandemic. This is a pandemic budget, but we've done so well as Australians, and we've got to keep going, and that's what this budget is, to keep people in work, to protect their lives, to protect their livelihoods and their health. And so that's what the budget is attempting to do, and we've done so well up until now, and we've got to keep going along that path.
And I know Prime Minister, and I've heard, I think, Josh Frydenberg say also, you've been surprised at how well we have bounced back from last year, and that's been a great sign. And this was a budget where it needed to be a big spending budget. As you said, we need to keep the economy going. And I know there's no plan to start paying it back for at least a decade. What does the future look like maybe for, I know a lot of people will be thinking about their kids or grandkids. How does it work when we keep spending the money but it doesn't get paid back for 10 years?
Well, we'll continue to grow our economy. There'll be more people in work. And the way you balance a budget is you get people into work. That's basically how it is. When people are working, they're paying taxes. If they're not working, they're receiving benefits, and you need more and more people in work. That's how we got the budget back into balance before the pandemic hit. And because we'd done that work, it meant we could respond in the way that we have. And you're right, we've seen these jobs come back. I mean, there are 200,000 more jobs than we thought there would be at the end of last year by this time. And there's 500,000 more jobs from when we brought down the last budget, which was done later last year in October. So we are seeing those jobs come back, and that's first things first. We've got to get people back into work and ensure they're in secure work and ensure the economy keeps growing and supporting them in those jobs, because when you do that, that's when you can pay your bills. And for the country, it's the same. And if you're in a job, we can pay the bills. If Australians aren't in a job, you can't pay the bills. So that's how you pay the debt back.
ScoMo, someone that is a Carlton supporter is your budget man, Joshy. Now, Joshy is not on today, but I would have thought...
The treasurer.
I would have thought...
I call him Joshy. You could call him Joshy.
I've called him Joshy. He's a massive Carlton man. He used to watch me... I put bums on seats. He used to come watch me play kick goals, and you're a massive footy fan. You understand now. Patrick Cripps, the Carlton captain, wants heaps of money, the TPP. I thought he would have raised the budget a bit for the Carlton Footy Club.
Well, Josh often talks about Carlton being the seventh year of their five-year reconstruction plan.
We are literally 35 years into a 40-year rebuild. We're like the tunnel.
So it comes with its challenges, I understand. But that's it. I think it is great. You know, when we're talking about football, I mean, 100,000 people at the G. That's what
amazing.
We've just had.
Yes.
That is incredible. That's not happening in the rest of the world. And that's why in this budget, this plan is so important, because we want to hold on to this. All of this can be lost. It can all go if we don't keep making the right decisions. And because we're living the way we are in Australia, we can become very complacent about it. And I don't mean that in a negative way, or people, you know, don't care. Of course they care. But we see what's happening around the world. We see what's happening in India. We see what's happening in so many other countries. And we've just got to stay on our guard. And that's what this budget is. I mean, the fight I'm in is in the fight against this pandemic. And so we're very focused about that, because we know you let your guard down for a second and this thing will come, and this thing will hurt our country. And I'm doing everything I can to prevent that.
ScoMo, you just mentioned a lot of other countries. When will international travel kick off again?
Ooh,
I know there's a lot of people
getting
around Australia at the minute, but we're looking overseas. There's a slab of Bintangs with my name on it.
I've got to get to Bali. Flyby points.
Well, I would suggest one in Queensland or New South Wales or Victoria or somewhere else for the meantime, because, it'd be nice to just be able to say the world will be back to normal and all of those things can happen, but what we're seeing around the world does not suggest that. I think we'll be able to do things in a gradual way, but I think the idea that we'll all wake up one morning then all of a sudden everybody's travelling again, no, it's not going to happen like that. This pandemic is raging on around the world, and to protect the jobs and livelihoods, we need to keep those borders where they are, and we need to keep inside the country our borders more open. And so that's what we need to work hard to do. The states are getting, I think, a lot more confident about that. But, it's important that the people get more certainty about how those things will be managed, because that's very important to our economic recovery. And so that's why we need to keep working with James Molino down there as acting premier, who we're working very well with, I've got to say, as he's stepped into that role. He's come on the national cabinet, and we're working with him closely at the moment about his proposal around some quarantine facilities there in Victoria. So we'll all keep working together. But what's most important is we don't take this recovery for granted. This budget is a plan for that. Lower taxes, investments in infrastructure, a lot of support in this budget for skills and training, 170,000 more apprenticeships and traineeships. And we're investing in getting people with the skills that they need, whether it's in the digital economy or in aged care or nursing or mental health care and support. There's a lot in this budget to support people with mental health. We all know how important Headspace has been to young people in this country. It was something that John Howard's government did. Well, we're bringing in the son of Headspace, the daughter of Headspace, with Head to Health. And that'll be a similar program that's run for people and centres over the age of 24, but also for children as well.
Now, mate,
to ensure we're,
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, mate. I thought you'd done that, mate. You're doing a great job, and as you said, we're in it together. We're all in it together. We're Australians. You've been a great Prime Minister. You've had so many things thrown at you, mate, and you're doing a great job now. It is scheduled next year for the next election. Are you going to call a snap and just look at all your mates and go, hey, quick, let's do it now. I'm flying. I just want to do another 4 years.
Look, it's just not something I'm thinking about, to be honest, because the pandemic is what I'm thinking about. That's the contest and the fight that I'm in as Prime Minister, and that means just politics has to take second place.
I know, but I want you leading us, bro.
Well, I appreciate that, Feb, and I thank you for your support. But the election's due next year. I can't control everything that happens in politics. That takes you in those sort of territories, but that's not something that's on my mind. Right now, the fight I have to focus on is this virus and the pandemic and keep people in jobs and look after their health. And that's what the budget's about. It's a plan that achieves that. And I think Australians have been amazing, by the way. I mean, it's very kind what you said, but what our plan does is actually just backs in Australians. That's why you have lower taxes. That's why you have incentives for businesses to invest and keep people employed. Yeah, it's why you have infrastructure being built. It's why you're supporting people to get training. Because what we're saying is you guys are the answer. Australians are the answer. Australians have got us to where we are now. It's just our job as a government to back people in, and that's what the plan's all about, and it's working. So we've got to keep
good.
Going.
Oh, that's you're good. Good. Prime you're Minister good. Scott Morrison, we know it's a big day for you. Thank you for
Thanks,
joining
mate.
Us go and keeping
Sharkies.
Focused. And sorry about all the footy analogies in there.
All good. Sharkies are doing about the same as Carlton at the moment.
Hey! Yeah, we are.
Up,
we're going.
Up, good. Cronulla.
Thanks, Prime Minister.
Grab the Fifi, Bev and Nick podcast anytime on the Listener app. And grab all the big brand cosmetics you need for half price at Chemist Warehouse's Cosmetic Mayhem Sale. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day. 101.9, this is the